Well, Solomon, you are the chosen one.
I am? But why me?
Well, we put a few names in a hat and then drew a name out and it was yours.
Oh, not so special then. Don't believe it, guys. We're all special in our own way. So tell me, guys, what's the most powerful thing about a femon? Is it the almighty vagina, the tube? Or is it the goddess-like voluptuous body? Almost didn't say that right. Or is it the wonderful, complex minds they all possess? And I myself would say no to all of them. The most powerful thing on a femon is her mouth. That is how she does all the damage that she does. She spreads gossip about men with her mouth. She tells lies to other people with her mouth. Her mouth is able to work without any oxygen. It's almost like one of those annoying dogs that bark, and they bark for hours and hours, and the dog can bark for days if it wants. If a man walks past a femon in the street, all she has to do is scream with her mouth, and the man would be in deep shit. Of course, we could do a test, which I already have done. And I put this rather attractive femon and wrapped her mouth around with some nice, good quality duct tape and spent a whole day with her. And the experience was rather pleasant. Conversation was a bit sparse, though. But a test wouldn't be any good without the positive against the negative. So I did it again, but this time I didn't put duct tape on the femon's mouth. We lasted about an hour and a half before the police came and arrested me. So that goes to show you the power of the femon's mouth. Now, you see that, guys? You've learned something today. You thought it was the tube that was the power of the femon. So all you guys out there who have a femon, all you have to do is tell her to shut the hell up, and peace and tranquility will cover the land.
We have chosen you well, Solomon. You are worthy of the status we bestow upon you.
Oh, for Christ's sake, bugger off.